Hey, you want that to go?
Well, President Obama is generally acknowledged as an inspiring speaker, but MSNBC's Chris Matthews was inspired in a controversial way after the State of the Union speech last night.
You know, I was trying to think about who he was tonight, and it's interesting. He is post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
I forgot Chris Matthews is still on the air.
Harsh.
Wow.
Matthews lying
about...
What
is he talking about?
Well, it was part of a longer comment. Uh-huh. You have to kind of put that one in context. But that particular part of it, I forgot he was black for an hour, has very quickly bounced around Twitter and the blogosphere, received widespread criticism. We're joined now by David Wall Rice, assistant professor in the Department of Psychology at Morehouse College in Atlanta. David, what is your reaction to this comment?
You know, I feel bad almost for saying this, but I didn't think it was a particularly big deal. Like you said, I think that, you know, oftentimes context matters. And I think that in the context of what he was trying to say and trying to explain, I didn't really see it as being a big deal.
Okay, so since you're talking about context, let's hear a little bit more of what he said around that comment.
I think it was in the scope of his discussion. It was so broad-ranging, so in tune with so many problems and aspects of American life that you don't think in terms of the old tribalism, the old ethnicity. It was astounding in that regard, a very subtle fact. It's so hard to even talk about. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it, but I am. I thought it was profound that way.
He sounds a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't talk about it, he said. What do you feel about his kind of anguish there over how he's reacting?
Well, I think it's probably indicative of how a lot of white Americans might feel or might be how they might be negotiating this issue of race when they see this black power in front of them in halls of what has heretofore been white, largely. So I think that, you know, it's something that probably is something he might have uncovered a bit in terms of how white America is dealing with this appearance of somebody who is talking sense in a space that heretofore, like I said, has been the province of white males.
Well, you know, the one thing that did strike me that does upset me a little is the use of the phrase post-racial. That's something that I kind of have questions about.
Well, certainly, I think I was given pause there as well. Certainly, we're not post-racial. I've written and talked about that on The Takeaway before. But I think that what Chris Matthews was able to do was he was very much personalizing it. And he talked about, by all appearances, he is post-racial. Now, certainly, he did not suggest that we live in a post-racial society. Now, what he is talking about is he's talking about his steps and perhaps other white Americans' steps toward a post-racial space. We certainly aren't there yet. I mean, I think that if we look at the response from the governor of Virginia, I think if we look at the staging there, it wasn't forgotten that Barack Obama was black, by the way that we zoomed in on the black faces in there and we stressed this multiculturalism. I think that becomes important, but if you look at Justice Alito, and you know, this is just my perspective, if you look at Justice Alito and his response to Barack Obama's criticism of the Supreme Court decision just days ago, and his saying that's not true. I think if you look at how individuals respond to this power that has not been present before, there is discomfort. You know, there is this kind of willingness, I don't want to talk about it. There is this, that's not true, be quiet. You know, there is kind of this visceral response that we're going through. I think it's healthy, though.
Well, you know, I guess for me, post-racial coming from Chris Matthews sounds a little like jargon. I really kind of don't even know what he's talking about there. And as far as forgetting that he's black, I would have thought a lot of Americans would have done that quite a while ago. I mean, you had the inaugural. I mean, he won by such an extraordinary margin. I mean, this forgetting that he's African-American is not something that just occurs in the middle of this speech, it seems to me. And to describe it as so astute feels a little patronizing.
Yeah, I agree with you there, John. And I do think that one thing that's going on is he's working through it. You know, think that
You're absolutely right.
I don't think this is the first time he said something like this. I think he's negotiating and working through it. And from a psychological perspective, I think that's healthy. And I think it's healthy that we have this kind of dialogue.
You know, David Wall Rice of Morehouse
Psychology
College
professor,
in Atlanta.
Right.
I want to read you this Twitter response from somebody named Vincenzo. He said, Chris Matthews forgot Barack Obama was black. Oh, wow. That'll only last until the next time someone criticizes him. Then he's black again.
You want my response to that?
Yeah.
I think he's right. I mean, that makes sense. I think that, again, I think that we're working through something here. And so let me say that last night when I was watching the State of the Union address, I didn't forget he was black. No, I did not forget that.
That's
as a black male, I recognized who it was that was speaking and the uniqueness and transformative experience of it all. Now, the way that we engage that transformative experience is going to be different. And, you know, again, we're working through things. But certainly I think that, you know, when you make a mistake, you know, I think that, you know, different attention comes to you in ways that might be uncomfortable as well, and race becomes salient again because
right.
we live in a racialized society.
But, David, you know, regarding that Twitter right there and something you said a moment ago about Justice Alito, I mean, people are going to probably respond to what you were saying a moment ago and saying, well, is he saying that anytime you criticize Barack Obama, it's because you're uncomfortable about him being black or you're responding to this uncomfortableness of black power? Is that what you were saying?
I think that that is a valid perspective, especially from me being a black male. And so if I'm wrong, then that might be my way of working through issues. But I definitely think that when you look at the type of criticism or the level of criticism, being a black male and looking at a black male in that space, I'm able to say there become these kind of microaggressive moments, is what we call them in psychology, where did he do that because he was black, or was there really valid criticism of his position? So the idea becomes that, you know, maybe I'm hypersensitive. Maybe Chris Matthews is hypersensitive, but I think it becomes important for us to put these feelings and perspectives out there so that we can go about the business of governing appropriately and taking the cover off of all these kind of unsaid things.
David Walrice is an assistant professor in the Department of Psychology at Morehouse College in Atlanta. Many people said one of the best things about Barack Obama taking office is that it would spark nuanced conversations about race. I think that's one thing that's coming true.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.